This is Matt from PureNintendo.com, and you are listening to the KoopaCast, PureNintendo.com's official podcast. Before we begin, I would like to thank Big Giant Circles for allowing us to use his music for our podcast. To hear more of his work, please check out iTunes.com/BigGiantCircles, or you can go to BigGiantCircles.com. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the KoopaCast. This is episode 98. I'm your host Matt, the multimedia manager of PNM and PureNintendo.com, your independent source for all things Nintendo. I am joined by two other awesome people today. I'm joined by Trevor Gould.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in and listening.
And Justin Sharp.
Hey everyone, good to be here.
And you may have noticed that this KoopaCast is a little bit late, and that's because B, there wasn't a Nintendo Direct scheduled for Thursday. Yep, Thursday. So we decided to kind of hold off on the recording so we could, you know, talk about it and have it be a little bit more relevant. So without further ado, let's get into it. This is a all 3DS Nintendo Direct, so sorry to all you people out there hoping for some new NX news. You're going to have to wait just a little bit longer. Before we get into it, were you all like disappointed at all that this was a solely 3DS thing instead of maybe a Direct that could have mentioned something about the NX?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I certainly want to hear about the NX, but I would almost like them, you know, even if they had some sort of announcement at the end that just said, hey, and, you know, stay tuned for, you know, September 20 or, you know, whatever it is for our NX unveiling. I don't know. But I did like that when they announced the Nintendo Direct, they deliberately mentioned this is 3DS, and then they said there will be no NX information. So, you know, it didn't get people's hopes up over the last 2 days.
Yeah, I wasn't disappointed, mainly because I didn't have that anticipation, because they were fairly direct, no pun intended, with what the presentation was going to be about. That's what I was expecting. So I wasn't let down, and it actually made me think back to the launch of like the original Wii back in 2006. If my memory serves, we really didn't have a whole lot of information about that, you know, with just a few months to go. So it seems like the NX is kind of paralleling that. So I haven't reached that point where I'm getting antsy, at least not yet.
All right. With that, let's get right into this Direct.
Wait, were you disappointed, Matt?
Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, we got something. Obviously, I wasn't really getting my hopes up that we were going to see an NX announcement in the form of a Direct. I figured it probably would be something a little bit more formal, or, you know, I'm still kind of holding out hopes that we're going to hear something after NVIDIA, I think is what it was, does their announcement.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's...
Well, yeah, and actually that's already passed. That was last week.
Oh, shoot, okay. I thought that was early September. So that's already passed, so... Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really antsy or disappointed as much as I am getting impatient, because we're just getting rumor after rumor, and Nintendo's not confirming or denying anything. You know, we've got, you know, ideally about 6 months left to go before the NX launches, so we really need to get on to hearing something about their next console here.
Yeah. But, well, I guess, and to be fair, I mean, they did sneak in a little token news, like, I mean, we'll probably talk about it, but like the new Zelda amiibos, they mentioned they'll have compatibility with Breath of the Wild. So they didn't specifically say the NX version, but I would have to imagine that carries over. So,
right.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just adding to the rumor.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Way to fill that rumor mill.
My inside source told me that.
That's right.
But since Trev, you mentioned Zelda, we might as well talk a little bit about Zelda, since there were a few announcements, you know, both within and without the 3DS. of course, within the 3DS is Hyrule Warriors Legends, which is getting its third DLC pack, I believe, which is the Phantom Hourglass and Spirit Tracks. So you're going to get Toon Zelda in that armor. Toon Link gets the Sand Rod, which can also summon the Spirit Train. Mm-hmm. So, and I didn't play Spirit Tracks or Phantom Hourglass. Was there a Sand Rod in those? Or was that something that was introduced? Yeah. Oh, okay, there was. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That was one of the key items, I believe, in Spirit Tracks. It's been a while since I played through them, but I'm pretty sure that Spirit Tracks have that.
I only played Phantom Hourglass, so I can't confirm that. But
well, either way, you got, you know.
Yes, it is. The Sand Wand was in Spirit Tracks.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Everything's cleared up now. So there you go. Third DLC pack. You know, everybody's happy. They're continuing on with the trend that the DLC is kind of the handheld stuff rather than... Well, it's not all handheld stuff because of the whole Wind Waker.
Yeah, they had a lot of the Wind Waker stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I guess the DLC packs are all handheld because it was Marin from Link's Awakening was the first one, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that... Yeah, that Wind Waker was, I think, like the hook. You know, hey, people that have already bought Hyrule Warriors on the Wii U, you know, that was like, oh, cool, you know, Toon Link and stuff. Although they did copy that over to the Wii U, didn't they? Didn't they put Toon
Link,
or is he exclusive?
I don't think he was exclusive. I think there was some kind of deal where if you bought the 3DS one, you can get it on the Wii U.
Gotcha.
Can't remember, you know, 100% on that. So, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, they've honestly done so much downloadable content with that, it's hard to keep track of all of it. But.
Oh, yeah. And they're also going to celebrate by releasing a bunch of amiibo. Well, not a bunch, four, which is 8-Bit Link, Ocarina of Time Link, and then a two-pack that includes both Toon Link and Zelda from, like, the Wind Waker Phantom Hourglass saga, you know, that whole spiel.
Yeah.
Zelda.
Zelda.
That was terrible. We're not
that
doing
was the thing. I didn't make it up.
We're doing. We may not be doing these live anymore, but I can still kick you out of this podcast.
Oh my god.
Tuning in. Send your messages of support to Purely Matt.
Yeah.
Nice. And so anyway, these these amiibo, like Trev mentioned earlier, have some kind of functionality with Breath of the Wild, but we don't know what that is. So, you know, have fun speculating on that. I hope you can just turn hit Breath of the Wild Link into 8-Bit Link. Or just have an 8-Bit Link just kind of follow you around like Wolf Link does.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Hmm. Ooh, you know what it could be, guys? Maybe... you know how they're bringing back the raft in Breath of the Wild, mm-hmm. which is a callback to the original Zelda? Maybe 8-Bit Link will allow you to use the raft wherever, like summon the raft if you're near water or something.
Oh, that'd be neat.
Yeah. So maybe there'll be like some item-specific things. I don't know what the Ocarina of Time one could be. Maybe they'll have an Ocarina. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. You can warp with the Ocarina.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
And then
maybe it'll turn the whole world 8-bit like a Minecraft Zelda something.
Oh, that'd be great. You just put the amiibo in there, then all of a sudden you're playing the original Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
But from that 3D perspective.
Yeah. I like it.
I would totally play it.
We've basically made this entire game in all of the different styles over the years. Like, wow, that's a lot of work.
That'd be a great Easter egg. It's like turns around like, surprise, this is actually just the original Legend of Zelda again.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That would be crazy. Hmm.
But, and then finally, for the other celebration of Zelda's 30th, they're going to release a book, an art book, called Legend of Zelda Art and Artifacts. It's up for Amazon pre-order right now, but it will not be released until February 21st, 2017. And I believe it's currently going for $23.99.
Was it just the one book, or I thought they said there were going to be three books through Dark Horse, was it?
Yeah, there are going to be three books, but the book they announced was the Art and Artifacts.
Oh, I get you. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, they only announced that one, but yeah, they did say three, which is exciting to see what else they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, Dark Horse is, I mean, I'm not a comic book person, but I've definitely heard a lot of good things about Dark Horse. And I believe they've teamed up with Nintendo several times, specifically for the Legend of Zelda series.
Yeah.
So, you know, Zelda fans, that's something to look forward to. I might even pick it up because, you know, I kind of want to see all, like, the art stuff. And I want to see if there's, like, concept art. Oh, and I believe there's going to be a sneak peek at some art for Breath of the Wild there as well.
Ooh. Yeah, well, that'll be cool.
Yeah, so that's something for you Zelda fans to look forward to. So moving along there, they also announced a new Pikmin. Which...
Yeah, that was a pretty big announcement. It kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, we knew Miyamoto had mentioned Pikmin 4, as he called it, I think last year sometime, and said that it was getting close to being done or something like that. So I do wonder if this is actually the Pikmin 4 he was talking about, or if this is another one that, you know, like, hey, we could do this side project, and Pikmin 4 is going to be on the NX. I don't know. So.
That'd be very disappointing if this is Pikmin 4. You know, this is definitely not something people were looking forward to. This seems like something that's like the taking the chibi robo route, which is, you know, they exchanged, you know, what was known for the series with a side-scrolling platformer.
Yeah.
Well, I think the general consensus seems to be that this is more of a side story, because if it was Pikmin 4, since that name was already tossed around, why call it Pikmin, you know, tentative title or whatever it was listed as? Mm-hmm. I get the sense this is like your Metroid Prime Federation Force or your Amiibo Festival, you know, it's a side story type of thing. And to be fair, at least from the trailer, I think this looks truer to Pikmin in 2D than Chibi-Robo did in its transition. So hopefully it'll be received better. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
And that will be scheduled to release in 2017. Nothing more specific there, so stay tuned.
I predict a delay.
All right, there's the first delay prediction. I think it'll launch on time.
Oh, hard to know since we don't know an exact date.
Yeah, but I'm gonna put $5 on that.
Oh, it could have already been delayed for all we know.
Yeah, it's already been out in Japan from what I've researched on it. So I imagine it's pretty much already done and set.
Oh, it looks like somebody's getting $5.
Wait, it's been released in Japan?
Yeah, it was under a different name. Dark Horse is doing the localization, essentially.
Wait, yeah, Dark Horse?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Remember, Dark Horse is doing all three of these.
Wait. We're talking about Pikmin.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm still on Art and Artifacts.
Wow.
Okay. I'm like, how did you miss that?
So everybody, let's catch Justin up on the last 5 minutes. Justin, we're talking about Pikmin now.
Oh, hey, I've been here at Pikmin.
Man, so, I'm like, wow. I know we missed some news stories, but man, I can't believe we missed that.
Oh, I'm so confused.
We should edit this out, Matt.
I was totally looking at the notes, and it was on, I think someone's cursor was on Arts and Artifacts or something, and I was like, I was getting lost there.
All right, so...
put this in the blooper reel.
There you go. So let's go ahead and keep going there. Let's keep pumping along to Mario Sports Superstars. That's going to release in spring 2017, and it's featuring kind of like a combination of all the previous games. Mario Sports games, I should say. So it's got soccer, baseball, golf, tennis, and it's introducing horse racing. So that'll be interesting. It's going to be localized by Dark Horse Comics. And it's going to have tournaments, local and online multiplayer.
Is the horse racing new though, or have they used that in the Olympic game?
I think it's like they're saying horse racing in terms of like there's not an exclusive horse racing Mario title. Like there is like a Mario baseball, Mario golf, Mario tennis.
I see.
So
I think it looked neat. I would have liked to have seen it on Wii U, to be honest, because I think sports games tend to fare better on a home console because you can have that, you know, local competitive or whatever. And the Wii U didn't really have a great deal of sports games. Like the 3DS already had Mario Golf and their own version of tennis. So I don't know. Hopefully it's not too redundant.
Yeah.
I don't remember Mario. Sorry.
I hope they spend a lot of time on the golf side of things because to me that was a missed opportunity on the Wii. You had, you know, Wii Sports Golf, but you never had like a true Mario Golf or a Mario Baseball on the Wii, which seemed like a missed opportunity.
That's very true. You think those would be like home run knockouts? Like,
oh yeah. Like, I mean, the Wii remote is designed. I mean, that what are the sports that a Wii remote can perfectly emulate? Tennis, golf, baseball, like racket sports, bats. I mean, that's pretty.
The things that were in Wii Sports.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And I mean, and the Wii U can do all those things too. I mean, as long as you have a Wii remote.
Yeah. And 3DS. I would think those would have been so easy to develop. You know, it's already a smash hit. You know, Wii Sports and Wii Sports Resort, and just do a Mario themed one. That would have been a lot of fun. I would have loved to have seen a Mario Baseball Sluggers with the Wii remote. But
we'll have to wait. Yeah, and this is like five games in one. So is it going to be like a little bit more shallow of each, or?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope that they all still have a good amount of depth. I don't know. We'll see.
Also, what's with horse racing? Like it wasn't that long ago that Parkit Car Jockey was released for the 3DS, and that was all about horse racing, sort of, but, you know.
Well, what, 3DS is big in Japan. Is that, that's a type of a sport?
Horse racing?
I think that.
Yeah.
I think so. I seem to remember seeing a lot of import horse racing titles for various consoles, so.
Yeah.
I think there's a market in Japan for that sort of style of game.
Yeah, I think I remember that horse racing is pretty popular in Japan. But it's interesting seeing it come here to the States.
Yeah.
Well, they got to separate it, too, from I think the Wii U, the regular Wii, original Wii late in its life had Mario Sports Mix.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you separate that? You know, you throw in an oddball sport or a sport that, you know, we're not so accustomed to in our neck of the woods.
Well, yeah. Not accustomed to beyond a certain, what do you call it, economic demographic?
Yeah. What did you guys think of soccer being in there but not being related to strikers at all?
I mean, that's fine. I think it's just the same derivation of how we're not seeing Mario Baseball, but baseball's going to be in here. They're just kind of throwing everything together into this thing.
Yeah.
So I'm totally fine with it. From what I see, as long as there's no like more shallow gameplay, then, you know, I think we'll be fine with it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Drew.
Oh, no, you can finish.
Well, yeah, I do see this as almost like a spiritual successor to Mario Sports Mix that Trevor mentioned at the end of the Wii's life, because it does seem like, yeah, hey, let's throw in these five, you know, multi-sports, you know, different sports on this one disc or one cartridge in this case. I can't help but think they are going to be shallow experiences to some extent because, you know, they're not the main draw of the entire game.
I think that I think it's okay to have that as it is. I think the new Rio Olympic title, I think that had a take on soccer too, but I think Strikers, whenever they revived that franchise, I think that's strong enough to have its own. I mean, that was one of the last that was like one of the last good GameCube games. It was sort of one of the leading Wii games that had online capability. So mm-hmm. I think that that's a series that has potential to do its own thing and be a standalone release, hopefully for the NX.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too.
And I mean, unfortunately here in the States, soccer is still kind of a tough sell, even with Mario behind it. Mm-hmm. I mean, soccer is like, I think James Higginbotham is the only other person I think I know who actively watches soccer. Like, I mean, do you guys watch it at all?
I do not. I do have some old soccer games, but nothing from this millennium that I know of.
Yeah, so, and I mean, I can't think of the last time anybody really, like, there was like a fervor in the public about a soccer match, unless you count, like, I think that one time the men's team made the quarterfinals. And then everybody was like a huge soccer fan, and then they lost, and then it was like nothing. Dropped off the radar.
Well, yeah, it's not one of, you know, football, basketball, baseball. I mean, they're like the big three. So,
hey, that's a good point. I mean, I don't know if you meant to make it, but basketball is not on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in Mario Sports Mix.
Yeah. And also, I think, was it the DS or they had... I think Square developed it, Mario 3-on-3 Hoops.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was interesting.
So there is, yeah, there's definitely potential. I really like, not to get off topic, but I really like to see the NX get back towards an SNES type of support when it comes to sports games. Nintendo's never been huge with sports, and I mean, the Genesis trumped the SNES when it came to sports, but they still had all the different sports represented. They'd have yearly updates from like EA and different, you know, they had their own things like with Ken Griffey, Kobe Bryant. So I really hope to see something for sports fans on a larger scale.
I'm not much, I mean, I am a sports fan, but I'm not a huge one, but yeah, I would completely agree with that. I think sports games need a much stronger representation on like maybe the consoles. Or the home console. The Nintendo, obviously the Nintendo home consoles is what I'm talking about.
Mm. Yeah.
So, going back from consoles, or going from consoles back to handhelds, Super Mario Maker is going from console to a handheld. Huh? How's that for a segue?
Yeah. I like it.
Pretty good.
So, yeah, Super Mario Maker 3DS, it's going to launch December 2nd, 2016. And it's kind of a... They kind of did a bunch of weird stuff with this. You know, I kind of don't really kind of understand what their thinking is here. There's not going to be course IDs for these at all. Like, you're not going to be able to look things up on a course ID. And they're saying, you know, oh, don't worry, you can get your variety from the 10 and 100 Mario challenges. I'm like, that's not what... one of the things that made Mario Maker so popular, you know, being able to share your courses online through like, you know, different mediums or to your friends, like that's what, you know, the meat and potatoes were.
Yeah, the sharing, online sharing was a big part.
It absolutely was a big part. And just kind of see it just, you know, I mean, it's not completely, you know, stricken away because obviously you can share locally and wirelessly. That's like one of the major points for Super Mario Maker 3DS, but you know, to not be able to do anything outside of that, just, you know, your bubble of friends is kind of, it's kind of frustrating. It feels like a step back from what we saw on the consoles.
The sense I got of it, and I'm not even sure, I don't think it was confirmed or denied for that matter, but my hope is that with the handheld version, it's kind of a segue to the console version. Like you might be able to lay in bed and you can start designing a course. And then is there a way you can then finish that on the Wii U to upload it? That's my hope. I would be shocked if they didn't have a feature like that. Mm. but it might just be wishful thinking. But that's kind of my gut feeling, is this is a segue to get people to the console version, which is more fleshed out. It has mystery mushrooms. It has the online content. Street Pass is cool, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of tags for it. But, you know, ultimately, you know, the home console is where the meat and potatoes are. So I'm hoping that they incorporate the design aspects into that. And then maybe I'll have, you know, big fans get both versions. You know, if they already have the home one, hey, now I can design on the road.
And there was a, I forgot to mention this in the notes, but there was like talk, or there was like a mention of a, like a collaboration. You can have like a collab with your buddy. Like you can design parts of a stage and then send it back, and he can do something and you can send it back, like do it like a back and forth like that. I think that's right, right?
Yeah, they did mention something like that. I'm not, does that just work through Street Pass? Or, I mean, can you do it with people on your friends list? Or
I think it's just going to be people with on your friends list. Like, I don't think you're going to be able to collab with strangers.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's just Nintendo philosophy.
Yeah. That could be cool. Like if we all, you know, did an elaborate pure Nintendo course with our own sections, trying to tie it together, I guess. I need to know more info. I feel like kind of like you expressed, Matt, like I watched that, and the more they revealed, the more confused I got.
Yeah, I was in the same boat. I do think that they'll, you know, so this is December 2nd. I mean, what, that's, you know, 3 months away now, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's coming up fairly quick, but, I mean, that's still plenty of time for them to kind of, you know, further communicate some of the details closer to launch. But yeah, you'd think they'd have to have some sort of solution, especially for transferring to the Wii U somehow. Like, hey, I started creating this, and oh, I got the Wii U version. Can I, you know, transfer the data somehow between the two? There's got to be something. I mean, if Smash Brothers 3DS and Wii U can talk to each other, I mean, there's no reason why Mario Maker can't.
I completely agree. Like, something screwy is going on here, and yeah. I need to get to the bottom of this.
I'm hoping that it'll launch, you know, at I mean, 3DS games are cheaper anyway, but I'm hoping it can launch at like $30 if it's going to be a reduced experience. I want to see that carry over into the price. And then that'll make people who are big fans of the home version more inclined to double dip. Because I've recently really gotten back into Super Mario Maker after not touching it for a while. And I would be interested in having a handheld version, but, you know, I don't want to plunk down $40 for a reduced version, especially if I can't, you know, work in my content to the home one. So I'm hoping they have a cheaper price or maybe some kind of bundle, you know, with a new Mario Amiibo. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to find out in the future. So, yeah, here's hoping we get some answers out of this. Because, I mean, they really got to find a way to sell this Mario Maker 3DS experience.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the more cryptic reveals.
A less cryptic reveal was the Poochie and Yoshi's Woolly World announcement. So yeah. They decided to.
Continuing their string of announcing console games on a handheld.
That's very true, and they're refreshing it up the Yoshi formula with introducing the hip new Poochie. Mm-hmm.
I'm really hoping that, and of course they didn't say, but I'm hoping that it'll work in if you get the Poochie Amiibo and use them on the console version, you can unlock some of the new content that's going to be in the 3DS version. Because I have no problem with handheld gamers getting the game. It's a great game, but I'd like to be able to experience the new content myself. They talked about, what was it, medals? And the little poochlings or whatever they were called that can sniff out hidden secrets.
Oh yeah. The Poochie pups.
Pups. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Poochie pups. So, yeah, I'd like to, if I plunk for an Amiibo, I'm hoping that'll unlock that they can update the home console version. So it'll be less like a Hyrule Warrior situation where you feel like, oh, the handheld's getting the new stuff and we're getting shortchanged.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's one thing. There's like the Yarn Poochie is, you know, one thing that console gamers might get shortchanged about. The other thing I wonder about is the animated shorts that's coming with the Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah.
I wonder if like Wii U owners will worry about that as well.
I'm thinking maybe they'll eventually maybe release them on their own like they did with the Pikmin shorts or the Star Fox animation.
Well, the Star Fox animation, that was always free, right?
I guess I'm sorry, I kind of lost my train of thought now. I'm hoping they won't be just tied into the 3DS version, in other words. Because, I mean, Yoshi, it's a great game. It's one of my favorites, but I don't know if it's going to have enough new content to justify double dipping, especially when you're going to lose, you know, the HD visuals. I don't know how it's going to transition.
Well, I mean, these other levels might be like a way to say, hey, sorry, there's no HD. You know, please take these extra levels as like a, you know, not an apology, but as a way to make up for it. Because, yeah, I noticed that too in the 3DS version. Without the HD visuals of Woolly World, it's like it looks like a different game. It looks like yeah. The Yarn visuals just do not hold up at all.
Maybe it's a way to make up for the Mario Maker lack of features in the 3DS version. So they're like, hey, Yoshi's Woolly World 3DS will have more features in the console version. So,
like, sorry, you know, about this 3DS Mario Maker thing. Listen,
yeah.
Hey, take a look at this dog.
Yeah, isn't this cute?
He's so adorable.
Yeah.
He is cute. But yeah, I was actually... I would have expected to see if that was announced for the new 3DS. And that's what I was waiting to see. Because I'm like, you know, Woolly World is this, you know, kind of visual wonder. And I don't believe any of the games announced today were specifically for new 3DS.
Yep. No. Yeah,
isn't that strange? Like, we've only had Xenoblade Chronicles and Super Nintendo games. How weird is that?
Hey, wait.
Those are the new 3DS exclusives.
you're all forgetting Rumble Pocket Deluxe Edition.
Oh, yes, that's right. Rumble Pocket, yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. We're hoping they can work it out. But,
yeah.
I'm not. You know what? I'm the only one with the new 3DS. Bring it.
Are you marked for that review, Matt?
I think I am.
Yeah, I've got a new 3DS, so I'm fine either way, too. But...
So, anyway.
That's a great camera. You're not marked for it, Matt.
Oh, I'm not? Well, I will be soon.
Mark,
I'll put your name down before we forget.
I feel like
it's
I'm
a great game though.
Yes, it is. I feel like I marked it like on that interview during the Koopa Cast, which you guys can find on iTunes right now.
There you go.
Better grab it before some other person jumps on.
That's right.
You get a new direct, and the first thing's like, "Ooh, I want this game."
Yep.
It's always a grab bag. Anyway. Yeah. Let's keep plugging along this direct, shall we?
Yes.
All right. An IP. Tank Troopers. Sorry, there's no segue there.
Yeah. Yeah, that one kind of came out of nowhere. What was interesting was the footage they showed still had, like, Japanese text in it. So I do wonder how, you know, early along it was. In development.
Yeah, because they're doing the same thing for Ever Oasis.
But this new one's scheduled for winter, which
Winter 2016 in the US and then 2017 in Europe.
So I suppose it could be, you know, December 31st, but either way you slice it, that's not a whole lot of
winter goes through end of February, right?
Yeah, well, but I think was in the 2016 batch.
Yeah, they said 2016, so 2016 and said 2016, unfortunately.
That's true, yeah.
And this is going to be eShop only, I think?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
It looked like an eShop game. I mean, not to bash it or anything, but it did look like it was you know, it didn't look fairly story driven. It looked kind of like a multiplayer, you know, focused mini game.
Yeah.
When I first saw it, my initial thought was, what is this, Battalion Wars?
Yeah. Sure. I was glad it wasn't Battalion Wars because I like that series.
See, I got terrible flashbacks to Tanks, Tanks, Tanks.
Oh, yeah. That was that downloadable game. Yeah.
That's... Yeah. That was originally like an arcade game.
Yeah. Good call, Matt. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. They're really coming back with this, huh?
Yeah.
But no.
That's very reminiscent.
This looks to be like they're trying to create a little bit more unique experience. They're doing like this tank character kind of thing. Like the unique character is featured prominently on top of the tank, and each of the tanks have like their own unique power, I guess.
Mm.
So
it looks like it'll be, for a game about tanks, it looks like it'll be family friendly. I mean, they showed shooting paint to block, you know, the character's view and whatnot. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what it's going to be. It's just going to be like one of those quirky strategy things.
Yeah.
Part of me was kind of hoping that when I saw a tank that it was going to be something about another Advanced Wars.
Mm.
I think some of us are still clamoring for a new one of those.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'd be totally down for that. I mean, they've been developing a bunch of Fire Emblem games recently. They've got the engine, you know, just adapt it for Advanced Wars. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, nothing to knock on Fire Emblem, which is a great strategy series, but yeah. I mean, Advance Wars just had like that nice, unique kind of quirky aesthetic to it.
Yeah,
and it's like it's war, but it's fun.
Yeah, I wonder if they would have a challenge translating the, like you said, that quirky style of Advance Wars. You know, the art direction. I wonder how that would translate to having like 3D. Rendered characters. I mean, maybe they still do 2D sprites for the dialogue and stuff, but
yeah, they could always go like the, you know, basically just go like the Phantom Hourglass Spirit Tracks route, like make it, you know, cartoony, yeah, kind of cel shaded sort of, and
yeah,
you know,
cel shaded.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great, and you don't have to use it for every cutscene. You can just have it for some,
yeah,
and then, you know, for like the major cutscenes, and then for like regular dialogue, you know, do like the old-fashioned cutscenes.
Yeah, I would dig it.
So, there you go. Nintendo, take that idea, roll with it. You know, come back to us in a year.
That's right.
Wow, and I think that's all the major... Unless you guys had any other thoughts on Tank Troopers.
Not specifically.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there were, I don't, did you want to talk about other, I mean, there were some other.
Oh yeah, there were plenty of games that we haven't mentioned because the 3DS is, you know, 30 minutes long, but I decided to, you know, focus on a few things, you know, that might catch some readers' interests and then just kind of skim past the rest.
Yeah. One thing that I did notice was Pokemon Sun and Moon, which you would think would be featured heavily in a 3DS-centric Direct, was a pretty small reveal. I mean, it was really just one new Pokemon, was the Alola former Rattata.
Yeah, and then, of course, the Munchlax that comes with the Snorlax Z.
Yeah, like, that was basically it. I mean, there's been videos, like, trickling out from the Pokemon company, you know, over the last several weeks that have revealed way more than that, so... It was kind of interesting. I mean, I guess, you know, maybe they had already revealed enough of what they thought they should at this point, and they're like, well, the Direct just came up really fast. Oh, here's a new Pokemon to reveal, and this, you know. You know, maybe they're planning some more leading up to launch. I don't know.
Yeah, I got the feel that, like, you know, the Pokemon company is just kind of on their own clock and their own schedule and how they're going to choose to reveal different elements of the game.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
I do think it's worth... mentioning, even though they said it's going to have its own mini direct at a later date, sizable update to Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Oh, that's right.
Amiibo compatibility.
Yeah.
They're going to have new cards, and I think that's a great thing. I think that's, I'm surprised it took as long as it did, but because now you have the figures that work with Happy Home Designer. Amiibo Festival and now New Leaf. And at least from what I've seen, the Animal Crossing Amiibo are fairly inexpensive compared to a lot of them. So I think that's a real nice addition to one of Nintendo's evergreen titles.
Yeah.
There you go. That I, you know what? I still, maybe I'll pick this one up. I have not picked up a single Animal Crossing ever. So I really don't know much too much about the series outside of kind of like what I've seen in Smash Brothers or maybe what I've read about other people like caring for their town and then abandoning it for 3 years and then coming back.
This new one's the best. They don't make you feel totally guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
You feel like garbage. You're like, oh no.
Yeah, you do.
But I'll also real quick, another Animal Crossing-esque game, Magical World 2, which is going to have, I think you get in-game outfits from Frozen if you pre-purchase it. So for those that are into that, I think Alex reviewed the first game. I think it scored decently, if I remember. So
we'll have to get him to review the second one, see if it holds up. Other games mentioned on the direct was Dragon Quest VIII, Yo-Kai Watch 2, Bony Spirits, and Fleshy Souls. So it looks like they're taking like the Nintendo route, or not Nintendo route, excuse me, like the Pokemon route, and I guess the Battle Network route, where they're going to have like two versions with their own unique aspects. They also mentioned Sonic Boom, Fire and Ice, which has a 3-episode DVD included with the physical copy. And then finally, they mentioned the Nindy Celebration, which is to release a new indie game at a discounted price every week in September. And the first one out is Axiom Verge.
Which is out now.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, my review is not. I'm sorry, everybody. Work's got me kind of tied up.
That's right. You're reviewing it.
Yeah. So here is my 5-second exclusive review. Buy the game. It's great.
There you go,
everyone. And
there is also, if you want to have some instant gratification, there were a couple things that were released today. They had the new was it Picross 3D Round 2, I think, came out today.
Yeah, Picross Round 2, which is like a 3D Picross game.
Yeah, and that has some Amiibo compatibility with was it the Mario figures?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. And the Legend of Zelda figures, I believe, were also mentioned in that.
Yeah.
There's also a few new Street Pass Mi Plaza games, and one of them you can get for free. So
you can choose from two. You can choose either Slot Car Racing or Stock Market Crash.
Market Crashers, I think.
Yeah, Market Crashers. So I think that'll be interesting to see. That's definitely, I think, pay attention to your friends. See which one they pick. You know, then you'll know what kind of friend you got. Because, like, I mean, that's two opposite sides of the spectrum, right? You got, like, fun, slot car driving, and then you have stocks.
Well, some people like stocks.
I mean, yeah. So
as a key aspect in Animal Crossing Amiibo Festival.
Uh-huh. To play the stock market?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a Fortune Street also, which is an underappreciated Wii game. Mm-hmm. So.
And then there was also Wall Street Kid for the NES.
Oh, wow. Now you're really. That's right.
Wow. I like it. Pulling out the old school references.
Oh, Matt, you forgot the biggest thing. I thought you, of all people, would mention this. Skyward Swords on the eShop today.
Oh, yeah. We don't have to care about that.
They did. I know.
But yes, you're right. I totally forgot to mention that Skyward Sword was released, or is out right now, for the Wii U eShop. So anybody who wants to pick up that, you know, piece of Zelda history is definitely welcome to. One purchase is enough for me. Thank you very much.
$20 is a steal, though, I think.
Yeah, something's getting stolen there. My time.
Since it hasn't been discounted since launch, I don't think. 5 years ago.
We gotta shout it out, Matt. They got the new Hyrule Warriors, the new Zelda Amiibo. We gotta shout out to Skyward Sword.
Yeah, that's very true. I meant to write that down. I don't know why I didn't. I think I got distracted.
Oh, and the new Zelda book too. Lots of Zelda. You know, it's 30 years, so they're still rolling out.
Yeah. Stuff. And the Symphony of the Goddesses concert's still rolling.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's just gonna roll forever, isn't it? Like it's gonna be like 2026, and we're gonna be like, and the you know Skyward the Symphony of the Goddesses will be playing at the DC National Theater for the 26th time.
And by then, they'll have music from several new Zelda games.
Right. Yeah.
Here's music from Breath of the Wild, and it's just ambient noise for 20 minutes. All right. And I think with that, let's go ahead and start wrapping up the ScubaCast. So, Trev, Justin, I want to thank you for joining me for this episode.
You bet. It was fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
Readers, I want to thank you for reading our magazine. You're awesome. Listeners, I want to thank you for listening to the CoopaCast. You're also awesome. If you do both, you're even more awesome than both of those people before. So, if you want to see more of the CoopaCast, you can always go to purenintendo.com/podcast and see our entire archive right there, all in audio form. Awesome. But, say you don't want to go to our website. Well, first of all, you're a monster. Go to our website. We have cool news, reviews, features, all sorts of cool stuff, and it's a very colorful looking website. But say, you know, you're on the go and you're like, oh man, I've only got this iPhone and it's got iTunes. Are you guys on iTunes? Yes, we are on iTunes. So just look up the CoopaCast on iTunes. You can see us right there. For those of you who like neither, I don't know who you are, but I have a solution for you too. PureNintendo.com/feed/podcast, and you can subscribe to our RSS feed there. So, for more news, reviews, and features, please check out PureNintendo.com, your independent source for all things Nintendo. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, everyone.
See you, everyone.